this week, the Arkansas Colleges of Health Education in Fort Smith had an announcement, or four, to make. The ACHE is gearing up for the first class for the Arkansas College of Osteopathic Medicine on July 31st. But there is more, much more, on the horizon. Tuesday, ACHE announced the next college, the Arkansas College of Health Sciences, to welcome students beginning in 2020, plus expanded student housing, a new research facility, and a planned zoning development with a mix of residential and commercial space. That's a lot to take in during one announcement. So we called Kyle Parker, the president and CEO of Arkansas Colleges of Health Education. He says the new Arkansas College of Health Sciences didn't develop overnight.
It took a long time to put this all together. We did a lot of research, first of all, on what was the most needed health sciences besides the osteopathic school that we built. And we took a lot of time in doing that. And then, of course, we had to talk to the accreditation agencies, some of which will allow you to announce what you're doing, and others will not until you get further along in the accreditation process. So we began to do those studies and spoke to a number of area health providers, then looked at national statistics in the state of Arkansas, because that's really what our mission is for the entire state of Arkansas and trying to serve underserved areas. And so we came up and said, okay, these following things will work very well, but we thought that we were going to have to hold off until we had sufficient funding to do this.
The reason, he says, is because when you start an osteopathic school from scratch, the accrediting body requires escrow funds to sit untouched until the first class graduates. So more than $32 million will stay put for another 4 years until the first graduates emerge from the three-story, 102,000-square-foot osteopathic college building.
So we had done the planning. We had talked to the architects. We'd found out, you know, what the greatest needs were, but quite frankly just didn't have the funding necessary to build that size of a building in order to handle multiple disciplines and degrees. So through a gift, a literal gift of a family in Fort Smith, we were able to do this much quicker. And they gave us $15 million.
A $15 million gift to start a multidisciplinary college is the start. The planned zoning development to include housing, recreation, and commercial centers will be adjacent to the colleges. Its formation required official participation from the cities of Fort Smith and Barling and the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority. Again, Kyle Parker, the president and CEO of Arkansas Colleges of Health Education.
It took us over 2 years working with the cities of Fort Smith and Barling, as well as the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, to come up with an acceptable form of zoning that would also accommodate what our needs were. We were looking for a healthy living environment, and those are called traditional neighborhood developments. If you went to Boston, Massachusetts, you'd see what happened when Boston was created. It's a traditional neighborhood development. But over time, land was cheap. Developers would go in, they'd buy a section of land, and they'd create a big housing project. What they forgot to include was the bank and the restaurant, ice cream parlors and whatnot, so that nowadays you got to get in your automobile to go do anything. And we didn't want that. We wanted people to get out and to walk around and to be healthy. We wanted people to be real close to their neighbors and know one another. And so to do that, this was new for the city of Fort Smith, the city of Barling. Had never been seen before in this area whatsoever.
The development will include housing for married students with children and spaces for banks, restaurants, daycare, and more. Also announced Tuesday, a $6 million project to increase student residency, including a fitness center, study rooms, a swimming pool, and dog park. And finally, a new research facility.
We got a grant to help on a research facility. We added another $1 million in equipment to get that done. And then our student apartments, we had just finished up phase one, but we have another 150 students coming in next year, and we knew we needed to get started on phase two. So we just decided to throw all four of those things together at one time and announce it all at once.
Kyle Parker is the president and CEO of the Arkansas Colleges for Health Education. This week, the ACHE announced four new developments that will be at the same site as the already built Arkansas College of Osteopathic Medicine that will begin classes for its inaugural year on July 31st. He also talked about that project and what it can mean for the state and the area of Fort Smith, and we'll hear that conversation on an edition of Daily Ozarks at Large next week.